page 121, unit 29. Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP, is a threat to Europe.
We need it, and we will have it under conditions which fully correspond to the European spirit and the European principles. Jean-Claude Juncker.
One of the hottest economic debates of the Western world in the 21st century is the idea of having a free trade agreement between two economic giants. Many claim that bringing it about can result in a catastrophe, while others praise it. I strongly disagree with the statement saying that it's a threat. Any kind of free trade agreement is very advantageous as we know it from Adam Smith. It is foolish not to see the obvious advantages of such a free trade deal between the EU and the USA. The introduction of TTIP would bring about bigger growth on both continents, which would entail having more jobs and definitely more prosperity. Of course, it's true that TTIP would be more beneficial for certain industries than for others. An example may be drug companies that would be able to cut costs because there would be a drug testing program agreed on by both sides. To the best of my knowledge, there would be lots of common standards in different industries, such as the electric car industry. As far as tariffs are concerned, I believe that getting rid of tariffs in these areas would lower costs for average customers as well. Also, the geopolitical status of the so-called transatlantic bloc would be much stronger against the rising economies of the Far East, the Pacific, or India. I am optimistic that though talks have been suspended, the US and the EU will eventually iron out their differences and will resume negotiations. I am also aware that there are a couple of reasons why many people around Europe are afraid of having such an agreement with the US. One of them is the case of genetically modified agricultural products. If TTIP comes through, the US will be given the green light to export such products to the European market, which makes European farmers and policymakers quite scared. Besides GM food, European agricultural businesses would suffer from much cheaper American products. It is also true that lifting the tariffs and creating a free trade agreement will mean that governments would have to protect industries such as French champagne or wines. Without government intervention, there would be a very tough competition between the two big aircraft companies, Boeing and Airbus, which in the end would obviously benefit the passengers. Another important aspect is the Independent Investor-State Dispute Settlement Clause. For some people, the idea of not having one country's jurisdiction over agreements is just out of the question. However, this can be the future in a globalized world, where companies will function like Google already does, with mutual contracts not necessarily tailored to one country's needs. As we can see, the greatest obstacle is agriculture, as it is protected in both areas by the state. Agricultural businesses in the US and in the EU all receive several forms of subsidies from the government. It is quite unlikely that either trade partner would decrease such a support, which would then result in price hikes in agricultural products. Also, there is little likelihood of the EU lifting the ban on GM crops. All in all, there is quite little possibility that the EU will compromise in relaxing the regulations in the short run.